When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It took a little while, but a redemption opportunity for Mac 10 this weekend. Trevor Lawrence is hurt, most likely will have surgery, so... we will see what Mac Jones has learned.
Sophie must be
so excited.
She is.
How many Instagrams in advance of the game? Between now and game time Sunday, how many stories from Sophie would you guess, Courtney?
I would guess only like two, game day outfit. She doesn't want to, overdo it.
But this is her opportunity to get back in the spotlight.
But if he has a bad game, it's a bad look.
You know what would be the best case scenario for our purposes? The Jags go 5-3 the rest of the way with Mac. The end of the season, they fire Doug Peterson, and they hire Bill Belichick, and then he cuts Mac again.
I guess I don't really look at that as a potential spot that Bill would go to.
Where was that chime? Was that Bill Simmons' podcast? We had that on.
Yes,
yeah,
it was
weeks
Stephen Ruiz from The Ringer who had that he believed Bill Belichick would end up the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Why would he undertake a dumpster fire situation that's got a 10-year rebuild?
And not to mention, does Bill Strachey was the guy that wants to play 5 games overseas?
No, he doesn't.
Like,
unless it's the seas between Boston and Nantucket,
right?
I don't think so. No.
Exactly.
But do you think Bill looks at any team like as a rebuild? If you look at the team, does it have talent? Does it have a potential quarterback? Because think about this: Jacksonville was a playoff team just a couple of years ago.
Won a playoff game.
Houston was a team that was, 2 wins, and then they were look where they are. Like, are there any more other than Carolina? Are there any teams that you out there and go, oh, this is going to be a 3-4 year rebuild? If you're
Bill Belichick, do you think he's not going to look at it and go and be excited about having the a top 3 pick because he's not going to take a quarterback in the draft?
But if they already have, it's like Atlanta, right?
But do you think he's impressed with Trevor Lawrence?
I don't know, but I'm just looking at
I would say the Raiders might be one of those teams that have like holes everywhere. They don't have a quarterback. They don't have many weapons on offense.
All right, but there's not many of those teams. Team like the Falcons.
Right.
You come into that and you go, look where they are right now this year. Maybe we thought that's like a 3 or 4 year rebuild, but look where they are without Bill. So a team like that could be right in the mix because there's so much parity in the sense of teams being equal in the NFL and how quickly they can turn things around. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's a coach like Bill goes, oh, I can't go there and have this team right back in the playoffs.
Well, we are at the American Heritage Museum, and it is a Flex Friday show in advance of Veterans Day on Monday.
And it's a bit sad and sentimental for me to be back in Stowe, Massachusetts, where I spent the majority of my early and later years.
The more I think about you working here as a teen, I think that is why you have such great customer service now.
Oh, thank
you. At such a young age, okay, had to work in a warehouse, with people.
Thank you, Courtney.
Yeah, so that's where the customer service comes from. We now know.
It exudes out of all of his pores.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it's really where I cut my teeth, I guess. Yeah. Is what one might say.
That and the apple picking.
Physical. That is pretty cool. I did not realize that until you just said it. You grew up here and raised your family here.
Yes.
I thought you just raised your family.
No. Wow. Full town.
Because you keep saying Neshoba.
Yeah, Neshoba. That's my high school.
All right.
It's a regional. So Bolton, Stowe, and Lancaster.
I see. I wasn't able to put that together.
Yes. Don't tell Wiggy this, but I lived in England.
I guess you did.
No, I know that, but it's very rare that you meet people. I think it's rare, but maybe I could be wrong. I feel like it's rare that you meet people who grow up somewhere and then raise their family
there. I think that's fairly common.
Is it? Maybe I'm just...
I think in Massachusetts it is. Well, I think it's probably more common. No, I think
Midwest.
Midwest is probably people stay there.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe I just feel like, when you do meet somebody that's like, oh, I grew up here, went to high school here, we raised our family here. It's like, I don't know. I just feel like that's rare. Maybe I could be wrong.
That's what my parents did.
Mm.
Grew up in Hull, went to high school.
Let me tell you, if the walls in this town could talk, Wiggy, some pretty scintillating stories.
Yeah.
We don't have time for them now.
How far away was your arrest from this location?
Well, it was a couple towns over.
Oh, okay.
It was where everybody went to do bad things.
Smoke the ganja?
Clinton. Well, that's where everybody went to smoke the ganja, yes.
Greg, do you ever lament the fact that you grew up in the wrong era, that like you were working here, making some money, and you didn't have DoorDash?
Yes, it was a real problem. A
lot of nooks and crannies in this place.
You could not get, ask a boomer, you could not get food delivered at work, really.
It was
a real problem.
Like a pizza shop, you couldn't call to get a pie delivered?
Nobody did really pizza delivery back then. I don't know what that was. People just got it. Believe this or not, Courtney, people got up in their car and drove and went to pick up the pizza.
Not great for the environment.
They got up
all those cars on the road.
It was bad for the environment. Yeah, it was awful. All right, well, we got a great show for you today, and that includes an opportunity for you to meet Joe Landry, who is a World War II veteran. He will join us here at about 8:20 this morning. Just celebrated his 100th birthday, so cannot wait to see and talk to Joe coming up on this morning's show. But right now, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for
I'm liking what I think is your theme here. Are you theme rejoining, or at least theme leading?
I wasn't.
Okay.
It is an important, important rejoin to the show. This was one of the songs our friend of the program, Vietnam Dick, had sent me many, many moons ago when he was the guest DJ. And so I pulled this one out specifically because he's a veteran who is a big fan of the show and has sent songs in before.
Okay, that's the Box Tops, and the song is called The Letter, which I think you could theoretically, I think some believe that song was written about a letter from or during wartime, but I think it might be about a letter from somebody getting a letter in prison, which is a completely different thing. But I could be wrong about that. Leeds this morning, Shime. Hello, how are you?
Hey, Greg. Good morning. I hope you were you took the advice I gave to Rich Keefe yesterday in the hallway when I said bet all of the Lamar Jackson passing overs, because Lord did those hit, and it was a sweat until the fourth quarter. But I think last night is the perfect example of how elite quarterbacks just make you better. Like, it's just when you have a quarterback who can do the things that a guy like Joe Burrow can do, or a guy like Lamar Jackson can do, you put yourself in an entirely different catalog of team. And I think the Patriots have the opportunity to do that in the future here with a guy like Drake May, right? You want to see him continue to grow and continue to get better. And hopefully one day he'll be on the level of these guys competing in games like this, where even if you're down 21-7 in the fourth quarter, it doesn't matter because you could score 28 unanswered points or just put up 28 in the second half. And so last night was an awesome, awesome football game. I hope everyone watched. I mean, the Bengals and Ravens have now played two awesome football games. But I felt like last night was just the perfect example of when you have two elite quarterbacks, literally anything is possible.
Where are you currently on the Ravens and where they end up this season?
I don't think they're going to make the Super Bowl, and I think that's specifically because the defense is so bad. They are dead last in pass defense and explosive rate against them. I don't think that's sustainable when you have to face quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow and C.J. Stroud. And
this show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Keep going.
Josh
Allen, Justin Herbert. Like, there's just so many of them that can attack down the field. And if you can't defend that, that means you have to score 40 points every game. And as awesome as I think Lamar Jackson is, I think that's just a really big ask.
You're still leaning toward Bills Chiefs.
The Bills. I don't know. Just like, listen, I think Chime's right. And I did bet all the Lamar passing overs. But I just think that he's right about their defense, and Josh Allen is having a tremendous year, and he might be the one guy this year and or might have the one team maybe defensively that can push Kansas City and, you know, be able to beat them and get to the Super Bowl.
I do love that the Ravens and Steelers are now the top of the AFC North because they face off next weekend, and it's already a rivalry game, but the fact that those two are at the top, it'll be a good one.
All right. Thank you very much, Chime. Curtis, good morning.
Hey, Greg.
Can we have a round of applause for Chris Curtis, please?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
I noticed that you two were canoodling with a Boston College graduate who served this country just a little while ago.
Go Eagles.
And grew up in Sherburn, right next to my hometown.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, we said, how's the retirement home? So I love Australia, Greg. I've never been. It looks lovely. But their government is doing something that I wish ours would. They are enacting legislation banning social media for all people under 16 years old.
And how do we feel about that?
Okay. I love America.
They feel good about it. You don't feel good about
right.
it.
That's up to you. I mean,
can't you drive at 12 if you love America?
No. I mean, I think it's social media. Social media is way different than getting behind the wheel of
some people, it could be more dangerous.
Of a 3,000 pound vehicle and driving it down the street.
Why can't you get a tattoo? Just a body ink.
Oh, you can under 16.
At 12 years old, you can't get a tattoo.
Well, under 16, if you have the consent of your parents.
Right. If you have consent of your parents, you can use social media, but you cannot use it unfettered.
Well, but
that is their policy.
I love this.
Oh, you do?
I love this, and I know that that's a crazy take for me, who loves social media, but there's no reason why a 14, 15, 13, 12, 10-year-old boy or girl needs to be on social media. I think that
What about the all their friends are on it?
But that's what this is
that's
for.
That's why this is great.
And Whitney, I was being flipped, but like I think what is the biggest cause of so many of these issues is that it's the fear of being left out. And what we see now with draft picks in the NFL, I know this probably extends to all career paths, how many people are up for a first-round pick and Diana Russini goes back and sees something they posted when they were 15 years old that is really dumb or racist and they don't even understand it. They just post it. It's like a rap lyric or something stupid, and it comes back to bite them. The reason you have parental guidance for tattoos or for driving or anything else is that under the age of 16, you don't want to be doing something you don't understand that could impact the rest of your life in a negative way.
Well, that's because society is stupid for looking at what somebody did at 16 years old and then crucifying them for that and going and not going, all right, the kid probably made a dumb mistake on social media, and having the ability to say, be remorseful and go, you know what? It's a mistake that a lot of people made. You know, when there wasn't social media, think about all the dumb things we did that could come back to bite us in the butt. There were people, whether it was on a Polaroid picture, it's up to the parent to raise their kid and put their kid in a position to not feel left out for certain things, to understand what the kid's looking at. That's the parent's job. It's not the government's job to say you can't, you got to ban social media for kids. What if the 14-year-old kid or the 15-year-old kid or the 13-year-old kid is using social media for something, help creating his own business or doing things along those natures or using it?
How many do you think are doing that, though?
It might not be. It might only be
one.
A lot of them are becoming
influencers at a very young age.
They're becoming influencers. Yeah. Like, for instance, the granddaughter of the president-elect.
Mm-hmm. Kai Trump. Yes.
Just announced that she has launched her own YouTube channel.
Right.
She's a great golfer.
Yes.
And so it's all golf stuff.
And she has a great following on social media.
She would not be able to do that, I guess.
Over 16.
She's over 16.
I think she's like a junior.
She just committed to the U.
But I think she's a junior. Well, whatever.
But she probably might have been doing it, and I get your point. But this would be my point to people who go, well, you know what, it's for the other. So we're going to let a few bad apples spoil the bunch.
But I would say this is the other way, because you're talking about a few good apples.
Yeah.
But we're talking about a bunch that are all being incredibly negatively impacted about their body image, about bullying, and they're all alone.
So why not ban video games for kids under 16?
I mean, I would be for banning those kinds of video games, but like I don't.
But TV shows.
Where do you get bullied on a TV show?
But this is what it leads to.
It doesn't have to lead
to that.
I love a good slippery slope argument.
Yeah, this is what it leads to. But
what about the newspaper?
But Curtis, when you bring up stuff like that, or your lead is on it, people are always going to be like, well, this is a slippery slope, Greg, right?
Yeah.
I just remember there was that documentary in the middle of the pandemic, and I want to forget those days, on social media by Netflix. I forget the exact titled. But the stats they have about all of these negative consequences, especially in young women, I feel like...
They had it when we were growing up, Curtis, honestly. For us, it was rap music.
You're saying the risk is not worth the reward.
Does rap music have to do with being bullied and by other
because
people?
What I'm saying is when we were growing up, they said, oh, you can't listen to this because it influences you, and then you go out there and you do dumb things.
Don't forget the devil's music.
The devil's music for Greg.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Don't spin the record backwards because it's going to tell you to, kill your family.
Paul McCartney's dead.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Excellent
lead, Curtis. Yeah, great lead.
Thank you.
We are going to continue with the rest of the leads. That means a lead from Wiggy and a lead from Courtney and a lead from yours truly. We are at the American Heritage Museum, half in Hudson, half in my original home continent of Stowe. It is a Flex Friday as we get ready for Veterans Day on Monday, and we'll be right back.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. no matter what. Just take a shot, pass the rest to your entire squad, and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.